Hello and welcome to Pro Goat Football Talk.
I am Benny.
And I am AJ.
And we talk football.
Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in to Pro Goat Football Talk. This week we're going to be talking about a few major aspects of this week, including some transfer talk and some international games that happened.
One of which was a major upset.
Big upset. France versus the Netherlands. Big country France, little tiny Netherlands. Netherlands beating France 2-0.
Yeah, with the Netherlands 62% of the possession and World Cup champions just a few months ago with the other 38% of the possession, either France thought they were going to win or they just didn't come in with the right mindset.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's what they did. I think they thought they were going to win, so they just went in there thinking they were going to win. And I don't think they expected Netherlands to come in so hard. You know, they scored right off the bat and, you know, then scored in the 98th minute with extra time. But, you know, like I said, I don't think they have the right mindset, you know?
Yeah, you know, soccer's really about mental toughness, and it can go either way.
Yeah.
And in the end of the game, it just depends on who scored the most
goals.
Yeah,
you know, any team can win at any moment. You know, Pogba, it might also be affected by Pogba with his hamstring injury, but I don't think that he would have been a major part in this, you know. He hasn't been playing his best, but, you know, he's been improving, you know. But, you know, I think he would have gone in with the same mentality that the rest of his team went in with.
Yeah, you know, another major game, but we weren't expecting much of you at the United States against England was, well, the United States versus England.
Yeah, you know, England won 3-0. No surprise at all. It was a great game. You know, Harry Kane and Wayne Rooney, with his last game with his international team, they played just fantastic.
Yeah, with the 3-0 lead with, you know, Wayne Rooney basically, like, saying goodbye with his, like, when he scored the last goal of the game. And there's been some talk about Wayne Rooney and Harry Kane.
Yeah, you know, so about that, there's been some things like Harry Kane awarded Wayne Rooney. You know, so I think now that Wayne Rooney got awarded by Harry Kane, Wayne Rooney wants to award Harry Kane when he someday might just beat Wayne Rooney's 53 goals for the team.
Yeah, and, you know, Harry Kane is pretty confident he can do this and he can accomplish that. I think Wayne Rooney is also very confident. As some other ex-players that don't play anymore, they are surprised in England's progress and how well they are doing.
Yeah, you know, I think that they're playing really well as a team, you know. Jesse Lingard, Dele Alli, Harry Kane, you know, they're all just playing together. And I think that's finally clicking for them. So, you know, but on the USA side, we got some good players now, you know. We lost some players, but we got new players, you know. We got Christian Pulisic. And something about Christian Pulisic is that, you know, there's been some trading news, but, you know, he's not signing with Dortmund this year. He's refusing to sign after his 16 years of being there since he was 16 years old. You know, he was 16 years old when he came.
And, yeah, like you said, AJ, he's been there for 6 years now. And he's been there since he was 16. He's 22 now, but he's not signing. And Chelsea are trying to squeeze in there. And
yeah, you know, they're making a, you know, they're trying to make a contract with him for this January. And, you know, the contract is $70 million, which is quite a lot for such a good young player like Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, and another example of some transfers is Toby Alderweireld and the Tottenham Hotspurs. You know, Pochettino he's trying to make some deals. He's lost a couple recently that he's really wanted. But Manchester United, their defense has been lacking this year.
Yes.
And I think that Mourinho, he wants Toby Alderweireld and he's willing to.
Yeah, you know, Toby Alderweireld has been wanting to go to Man U since the beginning of this year, you know. He's been wanting to sign a contract with somebody. But, you know, people are saying that he's not really willing. He doesn't want to play with Tottenham anymore, which I think is totally false. You know, I think that he's working hard, even though he knows he might just get a contract at Man U this January.
Yeah, you know, I think that Pochettino knows that there's a good possibility that Toby Alderweireld is leaving. So he's been looking for other, like, defenders at Ajax and stuff like that. And, you know, Man City is getting really close to, you know, they're beating Barcelona in this race to get Ajax starlet Frankie de Jong. And I think that that's a,
you know, it's a real possibility here. And, you know, we need defense, this Tottenham team does. But, you know, there's another transfer that we need to talk about, like Pickford. You know, he's been doing so good, but he wants another contract. So we're going to see where that leads. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Pro Goat out, and have a nice evening. I hope you all drive safely and
have a good day.